Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is the three most righteous men in the Old Testament.
我们今天晚上的讲题是旧约中的三大义人。
Let's all turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们起来翻开以西结书。
Chapter 14.
以西结书第十四章。
Verse 14.
14章14节
Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 14、
这里说到其中、虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，但是他们 只能因他们自己的义救自己的性命，这是主说的。
Here is a very remarkable saying of the Lord Almighty to prophet Ezekiel、
主在这里对以西结先知这么说到，
That God bring out the name of three most righteous personsIn the Old Testament time.
这里主提到旧约圣经中有三个人。
They are the most righteous in God's eyes.
在神的眼中呢，他们是最公义的。
Once again, it's not Ezekiel his own comment, but rather it is the Lord's, considering this fact.
这不是以西结先知自己的想法哦，这是主对他这么说的。
There are two of them from antiquity, which is Noah and Job, and one.Is the contemporary of Ezekiel, who is Daniel.
这三位其中的两位呢，是从原早历史的人物，就是挪亚和约伯。但其中的这一位但以理呢，是跟以西结先知同样年代的。
Now, why did the Lord mention about these three persons?
为什么主这么挑出这三位来讲呢？
Because if you look at the whole background, the next slide tells us that the calamityIs going to happen to Israel and to Jerusalem and to everyone.
这个以西结书的背景就是在讲说，当灾难临到的时候，谁也救不了谁。
Because the Babylonian is coming to destroy the people and the kingdom and the city, everything.
因为在这个时候，巴比伦王已经要举兵来攻打以色列，把整个城市毁灭掉。
And most people will be killed.
大部分的人都会丧失他们的生命。
Because God wants to bring judgment to the people of Israel.
因为当神的公义临到的时候。
And of course, we know that these three persons, they were not living at that age, right? Of course, except Daniel, but he is already in Babylon.
那这三个人并不是活在这个年代除了但以理以外，但以理已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
Here the Bible said, at that time of calamity, nobody can save other people.
圣经上这么说，当这个大灾难临到的时候，没有谁能够救谁啊。
Even these three righteous persons are living among them, the people of Israel.
就算这三个人呢，住在他们其中的话
，They can only save themselves.
他们的公义只能够救自己的性命。
They cannot help and save another person.
他们不能够以自己的公义来挽救其他人的性命。
This is a very important concept in the Bible.
这个在圣经里面是一个非常重要的观念。
Yes, we always say that it is God who saves us.
没错，我们常常讲说是啊，是神的怜爱，神的恩典来救我们。
However, does it mean that God just do everything and you don't have to do anything?
但这是不是代表说就我们就靠神恩典就好了，我们什么都能够撒手不做呢
？The next slide tells us, even God can save you, but the more important thing is you have to save yourself.
圣经上是不是强调，虽然神能够救你，但是更重要的是你自己要救自己。
Look at these three persons. If they didn't have the righteous deeds, they will also die.
圣经章讲到这三个人，如果他们没有自己的义的话，也没有办法救自己的性命。
So yes, it is God who saved us.
没有错，是神他的大能力救我们。
But you must also do your part.
但是我们自己应尽的这个责任也是要做到。
And your relationship with God determines your destiny.
那我们与神的关系呢，就会决定了我们的未来。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
我们再翻开以西结书第十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 9.
以西结书第十八章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 9.
第九节，遵行我的律例，谨守我的典章，按诚实行事。这人是公义的，必定存活。这是主说的。
Now, once again, the prophet said, when difficult times come, tribulation come, everybody will face different fate.
当这个审判来到的时候，每一个人都要面对自己的命运。
Let's say if there's an army coming to destroy the city, well, who will the soldier kill? Well, everybody will be different.
当战争发生的时候，当这个军队举兵攻进一个城市的时候，谁会丧失他们的性命呢？
Some will be killed instantly.
有一些人会马上就被杀掉。
Some will be spared.
那有些人的生命可能可以免过这个灾害。
Some will be brought to Babylon.
有一些人呢会被带到巴比伦去。
Where they can survive there and live a relatively good life.
他们或许能够在那边过着不错的生活。
Now, who designed your destiny?
谁能够决定我们的命运呢？
Well, people say, well, it is God, right? We cannot control our destiny, right?
我们可能会这么讲，是啊，是神在控制一切，我们没有办法决定自己的命运，不是吗？
If you look at the Bible, it's not like that.
但是我们如果是从圣经上参考的话，并不是这样子。
If you read the whole chapter 18, basically it tells one very important concept.
如果我们把这个第十八章熟读了，这当中在讲一个很重要的观念。
You control your own destiny.
就是说到呢，你能够决定你的命运。
Well, indirectly.
当然是间接的。
How does it say that?
怎么说呢？
If you will maintain a very good relationship with God.
如果我们常常与神保持一个美好的关系。
If you do what is right in His eyes.
如果我们常常做神眼中为正的事情。
That's called righteous, right?
这也就是要在神面前有公义。
Then even when calamity comes.
甚至当这个大灾难发生的时候
，You'll be spared. You'll be spared, and you can survive.
我们的生命呢，就能够得到保护。
However, if you do the opposite, you sin, you didn't listen to God.
可是我们平常的，如果是活在罪中呢，不听神的话
，and your destiny is destruction.
那我们的命运就会是灭亡。
So basically, you control your own destiny indirectly.
也就是说，我们间接的呢，决定我们未来的命运。
Look at this picture, right? This is the stair of going up, your destiny, going to heaven.
这个图片啊，好像在告诉我们，我们的未来是往天堂走的。
If you have good relationship with God,
我们的这个跟神的关系如果是良好的呢
？However, I didn't show the picture here, right? If you don't listen to God, the other side, the hell fire is also waiting for you.
反之呢，如果我们的这个跟神的关系非常恶劣的话，那我们的未来可能是通往地狱的。
Because if you cannot go to heaven, there's no other place you can go. It's only hell. That's it. Simple as that.
因为当我们死亡以后呢，只有两个地方可以去，不然就是天堂，要不就是地狱。
You cannot come back to the earth and say, "I want to live again and give me a second chance."
我们没有办法再投胎，再重新的活过一遍吧。
Okay, let's look at these three persons. The first one, Noah.
我们来看这三个人的第一个人，挪亚。
What was his righteousness?
挪亚的义在哪里呢？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
我们翻过来这个创世纪第六章。
Verse 9.
创世纪第六章第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。
The Bible here said Noah was a just man. That means he's always doing the right thing.
在这里说到挪亚是个义人，也就是说他做的事情呢完全合乎神的旨意。
But this right thing, this just thing, is not in his own eyes.
他所行的公义呢，并不是只是他眼中觉得是好的事情。
It's not by his own standard.
并不是照着他自己的观念来决定的。
Some people say, I don't have to believe in God, right? I do whatever according to my own conscience. I know I'm a good man.
有的人这么讲呢，我不需要来信神啊，因为我就是照我自己的标准来行事，我的做的都是很好的。
Well, you are not God. You didn't make the rules.
我们人不是神，我们没有办法来决定什么为好为善为恶。
If you created yourself,
如果我们自己创造了自己。
If you can decide when you are born, when do you die?
我们如果是能够决定什么自己什么时候出生，自己什么时候死亡。
If you created yourself, you make your own rules.
如果我们自己能够创造自己的话，那当然我们自己就能够决定什么是好的。
But the problem is, you did not create yourself.
事实上呢，我们并不是自己创造自己的。
We live in this world created by God. We ourselves are created by God.
我们所居住的这个世界是神创造，我们本身也是神创造的。
So we got to play by God's rule and using His standard when we do things, when we view things.
那当然，神 神决定什么是对的，那就是对的。
So Noah was right in God's standard, not even his own standard or the world's standard.
挪亚之所以是一个义人，因为他所做的事情合乎神的标准。
If you look at chapter 6 verse 5.
我们如果看过来第五节，第六章第五节。
He said, "The Lord God looked at the earth, and then it was full of wickedness."
主见人在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想的都是恶。
And then they're thinking about evil every single second.
这些人呢，每一天呢，每一分每一秒在想的都是恶事。
And then verse 11 says that the whole world is corrupted and it's full of violence.
十一节说到的世界在神的面前败坏，地上充满了强暴。
So there are two things here. First is corruption.
这里讲到两件事情呢，第一是这个世界是败坏。
In terms of corruption, actually, let's talk about sexual immorality.
在这个败坏呢，是指到在这个淫乱方面。
And then secondly, full of violence, people killing each other, injuring each other, abusing each other.
第二个方面呢，是充满了强暴，也就是说，这个地上的人都很暴力，他们互相的伤害彼此。
However, Noah, his mind, his action is different than the rest of the world already.
但是我们可以看到，这个挪亚他的观念，他的思想，他所做的事情跟这个世界上是不一样的。
It's not easy to be different.
要做一个不一样的人是不简单的。
Let's say among all your friends, you act differently. You don't follow what they like. You don't follow their action, their languages. They would kind of give you peer pressure and look down on you.
如果在朋友中间，在同侪中间，你的想法、你的做法都与众不同的话，那你可能会受到很多的排挤。
Because if you don't walk with them, you don't belong to them, and they give you a hard time.
因为你的所作所为如果跟其他人不一样的话，人家可能会对你施很大的压力。
However, Noah didn't care to walk with them.
然而呢，挪亚并没有要遵照他这些人所做的事情。
Noah didn't care to please them.
他不在乎呢，受到这些人的眼光。
There's only one thing that Noah cared.
挪亚只在乎一件事情。
How did God look at me?
神怎么看我
？Am I walking with God?
我是不是在与神同行呢
？Am I standing with God's side?
我是不是站在神那一边呢
？So that is His righteousness.
这就是他的公义所在。
Today we are living in the world of corruption and also violences.
同样的，我们今天也是活在这个败坏跟充满强暴的世界。
We have to demonstrate that we have different thinking and different action.
我们要在神面前呢，能够表现出来我们所作所为是与众不同。
But that is very hard sometimes.
这个实际上来做呢是很困难的。
Well, if Noah can do this, we can do this.
可是呢，挪亚给我们这个鼓励哦，如果挪亚办得到，我们也同样办得到。
And then next.Noah's righteousness is demonstrated in full and 100% obedience.
第二点呢，挪亚的公义就是他100%的顺服神。
Remember, we always say God saved Noah, right?
我们常常讲呢，这个神差遣挪亚。
Save Noah.
神呢救了挪亚一家。
But how did God save Noah?
神怎么样来救挪亚一家呢？
Basically, God told Noah to do something, to build an ark so that he can save himself.
神告诉了挪亚去造一个方舟来救自己的性命。
So basically, we can say Noah's righteousness, which is the obedience, save himself.
我们可以说到呢，挪亚的公义就是他的顺服，因为他的顺服呢，他救了自己的性命。
If he didn't build an ark, even though he said, "I believe in God, I live a good deeds," but if he didn't build it, he also died in the flood.
如果他嘴里讲说信神信神，但是神要他去做方舟，他并不去做呢，他也是死路一条。
If he did not build the ark according to 100% dimension material, then the ark will also collapse, you know, drown in the flood.
他在做方舟的时候，如果不照着神的尺寸来造的话，这个方舟也必定要翻掉。
So Noah's righteousness comes with 100% obedience.
所以说，挪亚的公义呢，就是来自于他100%的这个遵从神来。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 4.
我们来看到第七章的第四节。
Genesis chapter 7, verse 5.
创世纪第七章第五节
，Genesis 7:5，
挪亚就遵着主所吩咐的行了。
Simply as that, and then chapter 6 verse 22。
再翻过来第六章第二十二节。
6:22。
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐他的，他都照样行了。
So simply as that, whatever God said, he just did it.
也就是说，不管神说什么，他就做什么。
No question asked.
他并不会去质疑神的动机。
No argument.
他不会跟神讨价还价。
And not even delay.
他也不会延迟他的行动。
So Noah did it immediately and do it 100%.
当神要求他做什么，他就马上去做，百分之百照着神的意思做。
And that is so simple.
听起来很简单，不是吗？
But most of us sometimes we don't do that.
可是呢，大部分的我们呢，有的时候我们并不会这么做。
We think we are smart, but actually we are not.
我们自以为很聪明，其实上并不然。
For example, God said, "Keep the Sabbath day holy."
打个比方说，神说这个星期六这个安息日呢，我们要看为圣的。
Yeah, from Friday night, the whole day is Saturday. You have to keep the Sabbath holy.
从这个星期五太阳下山到星期六太阳下山的整天，我们都要看为是圣的。
You say to God, you know, Friday night, I'm tired. I don't want to stay home.
我们可能跟神这么讲啊，星期五啊，上班了，这个星期我很累，想要在家休息。
Saturday I have to work sometime, so I'll come when I don't have to work.
星期六呢，有时候我也是得工作，所以我呢不忙的时候我再来就好了。
Oh, I come afternoon, right? Morning, I sleep in, or I bring my children to Chinese class or piano, whatever.
或者是上午呢，我带着小孩去补中文啊，去补乐器啊，我下午再来聚会就好了。
Yes, you can do whatever you want.
当然呢，我们的时间我们自己可以决定怎么样去运用它。
But I tell you from the Bible, 99% of obedience equal to disobedience.
可是从圣经上的角度来看呢，我们如果是遵行的99%呢，那也就是不遵守神的道理。
You look at Noah, the way he built an ark.
我们来看挪亚是怎么样造方舟的。
If you change anything,
如果他改了方舟的任何的这个条件呢
？Change any dimension.
他如果是把这个
尺寸
改了
，Change the material.
他如果是把材料改了
，Do you think the ark can survive the flood?
他如果是做了任何的变动呢？这个我们想想看，这个方舟有办法在这个大洪水生存吗
？Impossible，
是没有办法的。
Why the ark can survive? Because obey God, Noah obey God everything.
这个方舟之所以能够在这个大洪水生存下来，因为挪亚百分之百的照着神的旨意去做。
Today there are so many so-called churches in the world.
今天在教会，在这个世界上有很多所谓教会的团体。
So called, they love Jesus, you know, they love God, and they help each other. Yeah, that's good.
他们口口声声说他们很爱神。
However, if whatever they preach, whatever they believe is not totally according to the Bible.
可是这些教会所传所讲的，如果不是百分之百遵照圣经的呢
？Sorry, they will not survive. That's it from the Bible.
那我可以很肯定的说，他们这个教会呢，如果用圣经上的标准来判断，他们没办法得救。
When the judgment day come, God will look at whatever you do, not only what you say.
当审判日带到的时候，神会看我们所做的，不是我们所讲的。
So Noah's righteousness is very simple for us to follow.
所以挪亚的公义呢，其实是很简单做的。
Daily life, walk with God.
在我们每一天的生活中，我们要与神同行。
Be different.
我们要与众不同。
And then whatever God tells you to do, full obedience.
不管神要我们做什么，我们百分之百遵照。
Secondly, look at Job.
第二个异人呢，我们来看这个约伯。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1 verse 1.
我们来看到这个约伯记第一章第一章第一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
约伯记第一章第一节。乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Now, this is the opening remark of the book that Job, completely righteous, straightforward, upright, fear God and shun evil.
这本书开场白就这么讲，这个约伯呢是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事的。
Now, this is not a remark by the author or human being.
这个并不是人在这里对约伯的描述。
If you look at chapter 1 verse 8,
我们如果看下来第一章第八节
，God's comment.
这其实是神对约伯的评价。
Look at my servant. No one that's like him is perfectly upright, fear God and shun evil.
神在这里说到，你有没有用心观察我的仆人约伯，世界上再没有像他这样子完全正直远近为神远离恶事的了。
And chapter 2 verse 3 say the same thing.
在第二章第三节是这么的说到。
However, Job righteousness is not only like that.
然而呢，这约伯的公义并不单单止于此。
His righteousness even stand out more.
他的公义呢，远远的超过这些。
Because of his righteousness, let the devil attack him.
因为他的公义呢，这个撒旦要来攻击他。
And God allows the devil to attack him.
而神也让这个撒旦有机会来攻击他。
God allow everything happen to God's people. God allows to happen. We must remember this.
这个所有发生在神选民身上的不幸呢，都是神允许的。
Let us repeat again. Everything good or bad happen to God's people.Those who fear God is under God's control. God allow it to happen.
我再说一次哦，这些在神的子民敬畏神的人身上发生的不幸，或者是好的或不好的，都是神让它发生的。
There's nothing so-called accident or bad luck or having a bad day. No.
没有所谓的刚刚好就是发生的这些好事或者是坏事。
倒霉啊，没有
倒霉的事情。
If bad things happen to good people, God allow it to happen.
如果这个不好的事情发生在义人身上，那是神允许的。
Yes, of course, we think that it's a bad thing. But when God looking at it, it may not be a bad thing.
在人的眼中看来，这可能是一件倒霉事，但是在神的眼中看来，这并不一定。
It could be a test from God.
这可能是一个神的这个考验。
And the devil at the same time want to destroy our faith, but God knows we will overcome it.
虽然这个撒旦想要来这个破坏我们的信仰，但是神知道我们能够胜过。
So, Job righteousness is not only because God bless him so that he continue to behave well.
这个约伯的公义并不是因为神祝福他，然后他生活过得很好，这个就是他的公义。
Of course, if God say, okay, if you behave well, I'll give you a lot of gift, I'll bless you, and then you continue to behave, and that person, of course, will behave.
那如果这个神让一个人的生活很平顺，然后他也是都是敬畏神，那当然他是会一直的敬拜神下去。
Because that person may think that I won't get God's blessing, right? So that I have to be righteous.
因为这个人心里可能这么想，我想要继续的得到神的祝福，所以我要一直的听神的话。
But Job righteousness is more than that.
但是约伯的公义胜过这些。
Because he's righteous, devil attack him.
因为他公义，所以招来了这个撒旦的攻击。
Of course, he didn't know that it was the devil.
那他并不知道这个攻击是从撒旦来的。
He thought it was God.
他以为是神出手来攻击他。
And then he lose everything. He lost everything.
他丧失了他所有的一切。
His possession.
他所有的财产。
His children.
他所有的儿女。
And now even his health.
甚至他的健康。
His whole body with boils.
他身上从头到脚都长满了疮。
Can you imagine how painful that a person in this situation?
那我们能够想想看，约伯当时是多么的惨。
If I think given us today, if we just suffer a little bit, like we lose one children, or we lose all our possession, or we have a sickness, we already cannot stand.
我们如果是这个三样灾难中选任何一样，我们都是受不了的。
But however, Job righteousness is different.
但是约伯的正直呢，与人不同。
他的义
是与人不同的。
He did not forsake his faith and continued to trust in God, even though he didn't understand what's going on, what's happening.
他遭受到这些困难的时候，他仍然坚持着对神的信心。
He is righteous not because he wants to get anything from God.
他是公义的，并不是因为他想要从神那里得到什么。
Even though he lose everything, he continued to be righteous.
虽然他丧失了他所拥有的，他还是继续的保持他的公义。
Let's turn to Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2, verse 8.
我们看过来约伯记第二章第八节。
There's a temptation here for him.
在这里他又遭到了另外一个试炼。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
第二章第八节，约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。第九节，他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
Now this is a temptation that his wife tell him: "Are you still upholding your righteousness, so-called righteousness, your purity?"
这个对他说是另外的熬炼啊。他的妻子这么跟他说，你受到这些打击，你仍然要保持对神的这个纯正吗？
Now you just curse God and then kill yourself and die. You can end all your suffering.
你在这里应该要弃掉神，然后就自己死一死吧。
I think this kind of negative thoughts can happen to anyone when we are encountering so much like a devastation in our life.
当我们人呢遇到一些生命中极大的打击的时候，我们都会有这些负面的想法。
Especially when you go down deep into depression, you really want to give up hope, give up life, and give up everything.
如果一个人失去生活所有盼望的时候，他可能会进入这个心理的低潮。
If a person give up faith, he will give up hope.
如果一个人失去了信仰，他就失去了对未来的盼望。
If he give up hope, he will give up his own life.
他如果对未来没有希望了，他可能也不想要再活下去了。
So it's all starting from giving up your faith first.
这个源头呢，就是从放弃信仰来。
Now the devil used the most beloved of Job, which is his wife, to tell him, "Give up your faith. It doesn't worth to keep it anymore. Look at God. How did he treat you?"
这个撒旦。透过他妻子，他最亲近的人的嘴巴，这么跟他讲的，你应该要放弃神。
I think it is the biggest temptation in his life.
这个对他来说呢，可能是生命中的最大的挑战。
But what did Job say?
那约伯怎么反应呢
？Let's look at verse 10.
第十节，约伯这么说道：约伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样，哎，难道我们从神里得福也不受祸吗？这一切世上。”约伯并不以口犯罪。
Job said, "You talk like a foolish woman."
约伯对他说，你说话像一个愚顽的妇人一样。
Actually, it's not that the woman is foolish, but because she's too emotional.
这并不是他这个太太很笨，就是因为他的太太呢，被这个情绪调动了。
Or she's used by the devil, she didn't know.
或者是说他被撒旦利用了，他还不自觉。
But Job.Told her, "You talk like a foolish woman."
但是约伯这么跟他讲，你说话呢就像愚顽妇人一样。
Shouldn't we receive troubles from God just like we receive goodness?
约伯这么跟他讲，我们从神里手中得福也不受祸嘛。
So this is Job's righteousness.
这就是神的，这就是这个约伯的公义。
He did not give up his faith, even though he's suffering, and he didn't know why.
他遇到极大的困难中，他不知道为什么他受了这样的灾害，他也不得罪神。
He continued to trust in God.
他继续的呢来信靠神。
So today, brother and sister, what is your righteousness? What is our righteousness?
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们的公义在哪里
？Do we love God? Do we serve God? Do we believe in Him just because He's giving you something nice or bless you a lot?
我们之所以敬拜神，只是因为神给我们很多福气吗？
It's just because you want to enjoy good life.
只是因为我们想过上好的生活吗
？Or you maintain your righteous in God's eye because He's God, no matter what happened to you.
我们如果是在困难中，是不是会持续的相信神呢
？The third person, Daniel.
第三个人，这个但以理。
The Bible recorded saying that he is a person greatly beloved.
在这个圣经说呢，这个但以理是一个大受眷爱的。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 9, verse 23.
我们来翻开但以理书第九章第二十三节。
Daniel 9:23.
九章二十三节。我出恳求的时候就发出命令来告诉你，你这蒙大眷爱。所以你要思想明白以下的事和意象。
Japan verse 11.
第十章第十一节，第十一节说到，他对我说：“大蒙眷爱的但以理啊，要明白我与你说的话，只管站起来，因为我现在奉差遣到你这里来。”
So this word is not said by man, but rather said by angel, sent by God.Three times that Bible said he is a man greatly beloved.
在圣经中三次提到呢，这个但以理是大蒙眷爱，这不是人讲的，这是神的天使讲的。
I think today if God told an angel to tell us that, right, you are beloved. I think we already very lucky, feel good already.
我们如果是听到这个从天使中的嘴巴讲出来，我们是大蒙眷爱的，那我们会非常高兴。
But more, what more? If you were told you're greatly, you are like greatly, greatly beloved by God.
但是他不是说蒙眷爱，他是说大蒙眷爱。
And of course, right? Sometimes I say God is fair, right? But sometimes God loves some people more than other people. This is the fact. You cannot deny it.
我们常常讲说神是公义，神不偏看人，但是神却会爱一些人过于另外一些人。
Well, this is not contradictory.
这个并没有任何的这个互相冲突。
God is fair. God is just. This means God will use the same standard to judge everyone.
神的公义在于他会用一样的标准来审判所有的人。
But God will like someone more. God will always love someone more. And there's always some favorite child in God's eye.
但是呢，在神的眼中，就是有那么一些人呢，是特别蒙他眷爱的。
And you must ask why. There must be some reason God loved them more than God loved you.
那我们可能会问这个问题：为什么神特别爱他们呢？那一定有他的理由。
If you do the same thing they do, God will also love you more.
我们的做法，我们做事情的方法，如果跟他们一样，那神也会同样这么的爱你。
Okay, let's look at why.
我们来看看为什么。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来翻开但以理书第一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
但以理书第一章第八节，但以理却立志，不以王的膳和王饮的酒玷污自己。所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
When Daniel and his three friends were captured, exiled to Babylon.
当但以理和他三个朋友被抓到巴比伦的时候，
They were chosen into the palace to be trained, and one day they would serve the king.
他们被选到这个王宫中要受三年的训练。
And during that 3 years period, right, they were given good food, that food ate by the king.
在这三年中呢，他们的用的膳呢，都是这个王用的膳。
However, those food are most likely to be offered to idols and maybe unclean food, and Jewish people cannot eat.
然而呢，这些食材的材料可能是这个犹太人不能吃的，或者是这些食物已经有拜过这个偶像了，祭偶像过了。
However, if the king give you food, you say no, you'll be in big trouble.
可是我们想一想，如果这个王赏你食物吃，但是你不要的话，那会怎么样
？Not only you lose the food, you may lose your life.
在他们的情况中呢，他们不单会没东西吃，他们连自己的性命可能也不保。
If the king is angry with you,
如果这个王怪罪下来的话
，If the king knows what is going on,
如果王知道他们这个发生的是什么事情
，But what is Daniel's righteousness?
那但以理的公义在哪里呢？
他的义啊，
他的义在哪里
？He even though he may be persecuted,
虽然他是陷在这个困难中
，However.He still make a determination to live a different life.
虽然他现在两难之中，他还是立志呢，要尊重神。
He choose to please God more than to please the king.
他选择呢，来顺从神，而不是顺从王。
He choose his own integrity before God rather than his own future.
他在他选择了在神面前的正直。过于他的这个未来的这个官职
前途。Sometimes it's such a big decision for us if you have to choose.
对我们来说呢，这个是一个常常是一个困难的选择。
Yes, easy to say, but it's difficult to do.
是啊，这个嘴皮上说的很简单，其实是非常困难的。
However, sometimes you have to make a decision.
但是呢，我们需要做出一个判断，一个选择。
But Daniel, he didn't care about his own future.
但以理呢，对他自己的未来前途呢，并不这么在乎。
He didn't even care about his life.
他连他的性命呢都不看重。
There's one thing he cared.
他只看重了一件事。
God, how God look at me?
他所在乎的只是神会怎么看我。
Because of that, God bless him even more.
那就是因为这样子呢，神大大的祝福他。
His career more blessed than anybody else.
他的前途呢，在皇宫中，比别人过得更好。
However, that was not even in his mind.
这个也不是他真正想要的。
Because some years later, he faced another test.
在若干年之后，他又遇到了一个困难。
Next slide. Let's turn to chapter 6, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
我们翻到但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
第六章第十节，但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺。就自己到家，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷， 一日三次双膝跪在神面前祷告感谢与树藏一样。
At this time, Daniel was very old.
在这个时候的但以理呢，已经是年迈了。
His political enemies are so jealous of him, and they want to destroy Daniel.
他这个政治生涯上的对手呢，对他非常的嫉妒，想要摧毁他。
There's nothing they can do because Daniel was so blameless.
他们没有办法在他身上找到任何一些污点，因为他所做的事情都是正直的。
But they convinced the king, make a very strange, very stupid like a decree, saying that within 30 days, nobody can pray to any gods except for the king and worship the king.
那但是他们却说服了这个王呢，来立一条命令，30天以内呢，没有任何人能够向王以外的神来跪拜。
Because they know Daniel, he will fall into this trap.
因为他们知道呢，但以理是每天祷告，他一定会犯这一条的。
After knowing this decree, what did Daniel do?
当但以理知道了这一条命令以后呢，他做了什么
？He didn't even think twice.
他不加多想。
He didn't even struggle.
他心里也没有任何的挣扎。
He just go to his room.
他与平常一样去他的房间。
Open the door, open the window facing Jerusalem.
打开他的窗户。开向耶路撒冷。
He didn't care. Other people are looking at him, right? I think there's so many people try to look at him, say, "Hey, were we going to pray?" Everybody is standing outside his window now. I tell you.
在这个时候呢，可能有很多人双眼站在他的窗外，看他有没有祷告。
He didn't even care.
他也不在乎。
He prayed to his God 3 times a day, just like usual.
他与素常一样的，一日三次跪在神面前祷告。
And that put him into the lion's den.
就因为他对神祷告被这些人抓到把柄呢，王不得不把他丢在这个狮子坑里。
I think in Daniel's mind, he prepared to die.
但以理呢，他已经有这个死亡的打算了。
Even if he have to die, so be it.
他就算呢要丧命呢，那也就这样吧。
But because of his righteousness, he never give up his faith, never give us his prayer life.
但是就是因为他的义呢。他没有放弃他的祷告，他没有放弃他的信仰。
God save him from the lion's mouth.
就因为这样子呢，神封了这些狮子的口。
I like this picture so much, right? It looked like, you know, Daniel, even though we didn't see his face, but he's so calm. And all the lions, even though they're really hungry, want to eat Daniel, but they are holed up, they cannot get close.
虽然这些狮子看起来都很饿了，但是他们完全不敢靠近但以理。
Wow, Daniel's.Righteousness saved himself.
在这里我们可以说，这个但以理的义呢，救了他的性命。
So this free person is really remarkable, but it's good inspiration for us that we should do the same thing today.
这三个人的这个所作所为，对我们应该有很大的启发。
However, they are not perfect.
然而呢，他们还并不是完全的。
Even though they are, according to God's standard, they are the most godly men in the Old Testament history.Next slide already, but they are not sinners. They are not perfect.
照神的标准呢，这三位是旧约中信心的表扬，但是他们也不是完全的。
Well, because no one is perfect except God.
因为没有人是完全的。
And eventually they all die too.
每一个人呢，终究都会死亡。
Okay, now Noah, he also have his own weaknesses.
挪亚呢，他也曾经他也有他的软弱。
After coming out from the ark.He once was drunk and exposed his shame.
当他从这个方舟出来以后呢，他也曾经喝醉酒赤身裸体的。
And for Job, he also confessed that he made a very stupid comment and say many things about God which is not right.
这个约伯也向神认罪，说他说了神很多的坏话。
And then he also confessed to God.
他也在神的面前呢认罪。
And for Daniel,
对但以理呢
？He also said, "I confessing my sin and the sin of my own people of Israel."
他在祷告中也同样的对神说：“我要向你忏悔我的罪呢，而且跟这个我这个以色列民族的罪。
So, ”Even though the Bible did not record the sin that much, but actually they know they have so much sin.
在这个圣经里面虽然没有记载。但以理到底是犯了什么罪？但是但以理知道他所犯的罪。
So these three persons, even though the Bible says their righteousness is so outstanding, better than any others,
虽然圣经这么描写这三个人是这么样的公义。
Yes, if there's anything happen, God will save their life.
如果是有什么坏事发生的，神会照着他们的意来救他们。
But they cannot save others.
可是呢，他们并不能够借着他们的意来拯救别人的性命。
And even their righteousness is not complete.
甚至呢，他们的意呢，也不是百分之百完全的。
Because they are only human beings.
因为这些人呢，也都只是人。
Then whose righteousness is even better than these three persons' righteousness?
那有谁的义能够真正达到完全，来胜过他们这三个人呢？
Let's next slide tell us in the New Testament time, we must rely on the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ and be saved through His grace.
在新约中呢，告诉我们，我们要靠着主耶稣的救恩呢，才能够得救。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9.
我们来翻开以弗所书第二章第八到第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9.
第二章第八到第九节，你们得救呢，是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Verse 9.
第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Okay, here tells us that we are saved through the grace of Lord Jesus.
在这里讲说，我们得救呢，是靠着神的恩典。
It's not about what the righteous deed that you do.
并不是在于我们自己所做的行为。
But by believing in Lord Jesus Christ.
而完全是因为我们相信的神。
Why Jesus Christ can bring grace to us?
为什么主耶稣基督能够给我们恩典呢
？Because He is God Himself coming to the world.
因为主耶稣是神本身来到了这个世上。
Because He is pure, He is without sin.
因为他是完全没罪的。
So when He died for us, His righteousness can cover us and wash away our sin.
当他为我们死的时候呢，他的血能够把我们的罪洗得一干二净。
And the next slide tells us only Jesus is perfect.
这里讲到说只有耶稣是完全人。
Only His righteousness is perfect.
只有主的这个的义呢是完全的。
Let's turn to Hebrews 4.
翻过来，希伯来书第四章
，verse 15。
希伯来书第四章第十五节
，Hebrews 4:15。
希伯来书第四章第十五节，因我们的大祭司，并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
You see, only Jesus Christ did not sin because He's God Himself.
在这里，我们可以看到。主耶稣他没有犯罪，因为他是神本身。
Yes, even though he has flesh and blood, just like us.
虽然他也像我们跟我们一样呢，带着肉体。
He's fully human when he was on earth.
他在世上的时候，他是一个完完全全是一个人。
However, inside spiritually, he is God himself.
但是他的心里呢，他在灵上，他完全是神。
So he overcome sin. He did not commit any sin.
他胜过了所有的罪恶。
So that's why this is his righteousness is perfect righteousness.
也就是说，主耶稣的公义是一个完全的公义。
So today, next slide, say we can be saved by the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够借着主耶稣的名得到拯救。
That's why when we baptize in the name of Jesus.
也就是为什么我们在洗礼场的洗礼的时候呢，要奉主耶稣的圣名来洗礼。
Conduct any sacrament in the name of Jesus, because only this name bring the perfect righteousness.
我们在做所有圣礼的时候，都要照着主耶稣的名来做。
Now, however, sometimes we stop here, right? We say, "Yeah, we are in a true church already. God save us, His name save us." And then that's it. I sit here, I let God save me.
有的时候我们读到这里就。打住了，我们就想说，那我们就让神来救我们吧。
Please continue to read the Bible and read every verse.
那我们请继续的读下去，把圣经完全的读懂。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们翻过来，这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Usually, when we turn to chapter 2, we read verse 38 and 39.
我们读到《使徒行传》第二章的时候，常常会这个看。第三十八节 38, 39, 第三十八节，彼得说：“你们要个人悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。”
Usually we stop here, right?
常常我们读到这里就打住了。
However, please continue to read.
我们请继续读下去39节，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神呢招来的。
OK, now don't stop here. The key, you have to continue to read verse 40.
还没有完，我们要继续读第40节。彼得还用许多的话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的时代。
Now, this is something very interesting.
这个是一个非常有趣的讲法。
Verse 38-39 say God save you, Jesus save you, right? Wash your sins away.
第38-39节这里讲到说，是啊，我们借着主耶稣的名呢，就可以洗去我们的罪。
And then you receive the Holy Spirit. It seems that, oh, God is the one who's saving you, right?
我们就可以领受说这个应许的圣灵，看起来是主耶稣神来救我们。
Does it mean you sit at home or you sit in the pulpit here, you doing nothing?
这个是要跟我们说，我们就坐在家里，或者是坐在会堂聚会，什么都不用做吗
？No, look at verse 40. Peter using many words that you have to save yourself.
第四十节呢，彼得用很多话、很多见证来勉励他们说，你们要救自己啊。
From this upward, very corrupt generation.
你们要救自己，脱离这个弯曲的时代。
Yes, God can save you. Jesus can save you. He can give you a life jacket, but you have to put it on. You have to grab hold of Him when He come to you.
没错，主耶稣的宝血能够救我们，他可以给我们一件这个救生衣，但是我们要自己穿上这件救生衣。
If you can imagine, right? You are sinking, you are drowning, you are dying, and then somebody come to rescue you, throw you a line, throw you something. You have to grab hold of it.
我们想象中，如果是在水里快溺死了，有人丢一个东西给你，你当然要牢牢的抓紧它。
You have to follow the instruction.
我们要好好的听这个人教我们怎么做。
We always forget about this part.
我们常常呢没有看到这一节。
Yes, Jesus' righteousness is perfect.
没有错，耶稣的他的义呢是完全的。
But you also have to save yourself.
但是我们也要救自己。
Today, are you saving yourself?
今天的我们有在救自己吗
？Are you doing enough to save yourself?
我们做的有够多来救自己吗
？Are you truly following the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有真正的完全的来遵照神要我们做的事情吗
？So looking at these three persons in the Old Testament,
我们再看回来这个旧约的这三个人
，Noah。
我们先从挪亚来讲起。
Job。
挪亚呢？这个。约伯跟但以理。
At that time in the Old Testament, their own righteousness saved themselves.
在旧约的时候，他们靠自己的义救了他们自己。
But of course, we have to rely on the righteousness of Jesus.
那当然，在新约的我们要靠着主耶稣的宝血。
But we have to follow everything the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ.
可是呢，我们要照着神主耶稣的命令来行。
Let's all sing hymn 334.
我们一起来唱诗第334首。